by a federal jury.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia's offensive in Ukraine continued Tuesday with Ukrainian officials reporting Russian aircraft bombed cities in eastern and central areas of the country overnight, as well as shelling in the suburbs around the capital, Kyiv. The British Defense Ministry reports Russia has met with surprising resistance in its march to the capital. They report Ukrainian special forces destroyed over 20 Russian helicopters on the ground overnight. Civilians in some parts of Ukraine besieged by Russian forces were able to evacuate Tuesday, fleeing in buses or on foot amid temporary ceasefires. In one instance, people were leaving the eastern city of Sumy, where hours earlier a Russian airstrike on a residential street killed at least 21 civilians, according to local authorities. The UN Refugee Agency said Tuesday that more than 2 million people have fled Ukraine since Russia launched its invasion on February 24th. More than half have gone to Poland. Moscow's Orthodox Patriarch stoked tensions with remarks about the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
Orthodox Patriarch Kirill, the leader of Russia's dominant religious group, has made his strongest statement yet in support of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The Russian patriarch described the conflict as part of a struggle against sin and pressure from foreigners to hold gay parades as the price of admission to the global community. The patriarch is a longtime ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Ukrainian Orthodox that were loyal to the Russian Church are now demanding religious independence from Moscow, even as their country's political independence is imperiled. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The latest figures from the UN's Human Rights Office puts the number of civilian casualties in Ukraine at 406. About 800 people have been injured. This is VOA News. The first person to go on trial for his role in the deadly U.S. Capitol incursion last year has been found guilty by a federal jury. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There were five counts against Guy Raffet of Texas, and the jury rendered guilty verdicts on all of them, handing a victory to prosecutors in the first of hundreds of trials from the January 6th attack at the Capitol. Raffet was convicted of storming the building with a handgun strapped to his side, carrying zip-tie handcuffs, and interfering with officers trying to push back the crowd. Prosecutors say Raffet, quote, proudly lit the fire that allowed others to breach the building. Raffet, a member of a Texas militia group, was also convicted on an obstruction count for allegedly threatening his children, but that threat did not stop his son from cooperating with investigators. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Taliban leaders in Afghanistan pledged on Tuesday to protect the rights of women in the nation under Islamic law to mark International Women's Day, even as critics decried erosion of human rights since the Islamist group retook control of the country nearly 7 months ago. A Taliban spokesman said the Taliban protects and defends the rights of Afghan women. The Taliban banned women from education and work when they originally ruled Afghanistan from 1996 to 2001. But since seizing power in August, Taliban leaders insist they respect women's rights and will give them access to education and work. Rights groups reject the Taliban claims and accuse the group of cracking down on human rights. They say the men-only insurgency-turned government has rolled back women's rights in almost every area, including freedom of movement. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights says she will visit China, including Xinjiang province, in May. Michelle Bachelet announced the long-delayed trip on Tuesday before the UN Human Rights Council. She said her office had recently reached an agreement with the government of China for the visit. Many Western countries accuse China of genocide against the approximately 1 million ethnic Uyghurs in Xinjiang. Human rights groups accuse Beijing of operating re-education camps, using forced labor and committing forced sterilization. China denies the accusations, saying Uyghur re-education camps are meant to combat extremism within the Muslim group. Heavy rain lashed parts of Australia's most populous state Tuesday, prompting authorities to issue evacuation orders to thousands of people. Police in Sydney said they recovered the bodies of two people after their car was found in a stormwater canal in the city's western suburbs. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.